I am the Lady of Glory, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, Blessed Lady, on October 13, 1917, appeared once more with little children, this very important last apparition of our Blessed Lady in the presence of 70,000 people in the dancing of the sun as a sign of the ascendancy of the apparition of our Blessed Lady. Our Blessed Lady finally revealed herself and she says, I am the Lady of the Rosary, the Queen of the Rosary. I have come to warn the faithful to amend their lives and to ask pardon for their sins. They must not offend our Lord anymore, for he is already too grievously offended by the sins of men. People must say the Rosary and let them continue saying it every day. What our Blessed Lady said, it is very, very important message of Fatima, which was meant to solve the problem of modern kind, but which was not heard neither by the authorities of the Church, really, or by the faithful. It was meant to solve the problem of modern times. But what Our Lady said about the Rosary, the popes, and especially Pope Leo XIII, in his very famous encyclical about the Rosary, in which he asked the entire Catholic world to use the Rosary as a mighty weapon against the evils of the times, and to pray it daily in common in our Catholic homes. In honor, following popes done, have made the same appeal time and again, asking the faithful to storm heaven, so to speak, with the Rosary in their hands, to pray for peace among nations, for the return of all the societies to the laws and principles of Christ the King, on which the true and only the true peace comes from the return of the principles of Christ the King, for the sanctity of the homes and the sanctification of our families. And in her, our Blessed Lady's various apparition, our Blessed Mother appeared constantly with the Rosary in her hand. Even at Lourdes in 1858, she appears with the Rosary, and actually she's praying with Bernadette the Rosary. Obviously she did not pray the Hail Mary, because she is not praying to herself, but she prayed the Our Father with Bernadette, and she prayed particularly, glory be to the Father, and she would bow her head at the glory be. Now the Rosary in its time in October, to remind ourselves again, the Rosary is the gift of our Blessed Lady to mankind, particularly of our own times. Heaven's gift, if you want, to this world. And today, and for the entire month of October, the Church wants to repeat time and again, say your Rosary and say it daily. And our Blessed Lady just repeats in 1917 what the Church tried to say. Say in common in your home with Venerables. The Rosary is called the prayer or the divine office of the laity. And I just had to explain yesterday to a lady who asked for a priest to come because she's a Lutheran and she has cancer and wants to be a Catholic, and she warns us that I explain to her the Rosary. Because the Rosary consists, the entire Rosary, the 15 mysteries, consists of the 150 Hail Marys, which is an imitation of the 150 psalms which the monks, the nuns, and the priests say through the entire week, divided through each day, the 150 psalms of Sacred Scripture. It's an imitation of these 150 psalms. It is the prayer of the laity. It is the common book of prayer, if you want, of the Catholic Church. The Pope, the bishops and the priests, the religious, and all devout Catholics are bound by the code of canon law to recite the Rosary in addition to the prayer every single day. This common book of prayer must be your daily companion. It is most inexpensive, the Rosary, so small, so convenient, and easy to carry. And yes, for many Catholics, very difficult to say every day. And every Catholic should always have the Rosary with them. Every Catholic should have it always with them. The Rosary is rightly called a powerful weapon. More than once, if you remember the sermon from Rosary Sunday, more than once it has been the victorious weapon of the Catholic Church against her enemies, and so it will be today, the victorious weapons against all the errors, all the heresies of our own times. Just recall the Battle of Lepanto, and then the battle before the gates, the doors of Vienna in Austria, the return to Rome of Pope Pius VII. It is a powerful weapon in our hand against the enemies of our soul. It is like the sling and the pebbles in the hands of the shepherd boy David, wherewith he killed the giant Goliath. And you are meant to use this weapon today against the giant Goliath, which is Satan. The Rosary, properly said, that means not to learn it intelligently and prayed with meditation, devoutly and said from the heart, is the best and the most excellent of all the prayers. But if said hurriedly and thoughtlessly, it may be the worst of all prayers. Saying the Rosary devoutly from our heart, we experience its great supernatural power. It affords consolation in affliction, peace to the troubled soul, strength in temptation and infirmity. Meeting a group of pilgrims in the treasury hall of the Vatican, Pius XI held up his rosary before them and said, "This is the Vatican's greatest treasure." The rosary. The rosary and the mysteries of the rosary propose the entire life, and think about the entire life of our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Lady. That is why it's called a prelude, a short gospel. The enemy can take you almost everything. They can take your sacred scripture, they can take your catechism, they can take you any other things. They cannot take your faith, nor can you take your rosary. And because you still will have, even if they take you the physical rosary from you, you will still have 10 fingers by which you can say the rosary and meditate about the main mysteries of our Catholic faith. And we behold the beauty of every virtue practiced by the two most amiable persons and most virtuous mothers, and thereby these virtues become most attractive for us and easy to imitate, namely Jesus and Mary. In the joyful mysteries we see the utmost poverty in Bethlehem, and we should meditate about their privations in Egypt. The hard life, the hard work of St. Joseph, their hidden holy life at Nazareth, and we learn to conquer our pride, our selfishness, our attachment to the things of this world, and our soul should aspire to begin to long for other things, higher things, the things of the supernatural world. That in the sorrowful mysteries we follow the man of sorrows and the mother of sorrows, and we learn to bow our own head to God's holy will under the burden of our own crosses in our lives in the spirit of resignation and penance. And we kiss gently, meditatively, devoutly, and from the heart, our cross on our crucifix. And we begin to love and ask to love our cross because it was the fate of our Lord and our Blessed Lady as well. And then contemplating finally the glorious mysteries, or if you want to call them, the victorious mysteries of our faith, the victory and final triumph of our Blessed Lord, the King, and His Blessed Mother, we are inspired with great, great hope and courage and joyful follow them on the narrow path of self-denying virtue, always looking forward to our own final victory and the crown. What a wealth of priceless lessons we can learn when we say our rosary according to the mind of our Blessed Lady. How much we can learn from the say the Lord's Prayer, you should pray it together with other people. And if you have no one, well, perhaps you should invite our Blessed Lady or some of your favorite saints to pray with you, in particularly regarding English. Perhaps imagine next to you kneeling St. Joseph, or St. Dominic, or St. Francis, or St. Teresa of Lisieux, the little flower, to pray for you and to join you in your rosary. And definitely, your rosary will be said much, much better. Say your rosary, and say this great devotion, and say it tiredly, say it daily. 3 years ago, I knew a priest. He wasn't a traditional priest, but he was a Benedictine monk, and of course he experienced all the changes in the monastery after Vatican II, and he came in contact with people who said that every single day, the 15 decades of the rosary. And he said to himself, if lay people go to work and do that, I as a priest, as a Benedictine priest, certainly can do so. So he started to say every single day, the 15 decades of the rosary, and as he later would confess, this is truly saved him, saved his soul from others, because he would finally, by the help of our Blessed Lady, would leave the monastery in Austria as it was, and would then have several chapters in Austria, and would hold to the faith of his fathers. The rosary is our latest gift to mankind. And what a wonderful gift it is. This common book of prayer, containing the most beautiful prayers you think about, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Apostles' Creed. And divinely beautiful meditations about the life of our Lord and our Blessed Lady. The training school, if you want, of perfection and holiness. This prayer of the laity, even the blind old man is able to read, when his eyes gradually preparing for the beatific vision, refuse to look any longer at the things of this world, and the mother can use it in prayer as she bends over the cradle of the baby. In that very famous painting of Michelangelo in the 16th chapel in the Vatican, Our Lady in Heaven holds a huge, huge rosary in her hand, which reaches down into purgatory. And the holy souls, the poor souls, begin to raise themselves heavenward on that wonderful chain of the rosary. Same is true for us. Our rosary links us with heaven and with our Blessed Mother. Use the day. And when we are dead, when we are laying in the coffin, we put, hopefully, our rosary into our cold and frigid hands. But there is no meaning to that rosary in your hands if you did not use it during your lifetime. Let us pray the Rosary, and let us be faithful to the Rosary according to the request.